Good morning. We're learning Chayodim. We're learning Klal Zayin, the halachas of washing one's hands for davening. And we're starting Siman Beis. So we said in Siman Aleph that a person has a chiyuv to wash his hands for all three tefillahs if water is available. That's talking about a case of Stam Yadayim. B'med the Worm and Borim, what is this? Is this said that he's not required to seek out water B'Stam Yadayim? The average hands. If a person knows that he touched a part of his body which would normally generate an uncleanliness in the hands, part of the body which is normally covered, so there's a sweatiness which creates like a repulsive type of sweatiness, or part of the body which is kolshken kishayis etzrach, and for sure much more so, if a person actually went to the bathroom and cleaned themselves, he's touching parts of the body which are clearly dirty. So then, tzarech lachzor achar mayim ad parsa lefanav umilacharav ad mihil. A person has to seek out water, and how far does he have to go? So, if a person in a case where a person is traveling, so Chazal were mechayev him to continue his journey. He wants to stop in daven. Now we say keep going up to the distance of four mil, which is we assume that it takes a person 18 minutes to walk a mil. So it means continue traveling up to four times that, which would be 72 minutes. Keep going further in your journey to find that water. If the person there's no water available, he knows that he won't be able to find water moving forward. He knows he can go back and find water. Chazar not mechayev him to go back that far. Chazar mechayev him to go back ad mil, to the distance of a mil, which 18 minutes back in his journey, he's mechayev to go to be able to get water to clean his hands in a case where he knows that his hands have an uncleanliness to them. Now, what about a case a person is at home, he's not moving forward or backwards, he's just moving laterally from his home? So the Mishnah Berurah assumes that that would also be the shear of one mil. And the assumption also is nowadays, which we have quicker sources of travel, instead of measuring this in a distance calculation, a distance that's not very significant, a mil is 2,000 amas. An amma runs between 1.5 and 2 feet. So let's say it was argued that it's 2 feet long. So 2,000 mil is 4,000 feet, which is 4/5 of a mile approximately. That's not a very great distance when you have a car. But traveling 18 minutes by car would lead you much further away than that. So we're assuming it's not a distance issue. It's more the time where Chazal Mechayev the person to travel that amount of time to seek out water. If a person's water is not running, his water is not running in his house, he has no water available, and he knows that his hands are not clean, he's mechuyev to travel up to the distance of 18 minutes distance to be able to find water to daven. Now, what about if this is going to conflict with davening with a minyan or the zman of tefillah? So what do we do? Again, now we're not going to let him daven with his hands in that state. We're going to suggest that he should use other forms of cleaning his hands, rubbing it against a cloth or a coarse wool, which will remove the zuama, this uncleanliness which is in his hands. But we would prefer water. So what about the cop when it's now going to conflict with, by circling out water, he's going to conflict with the opportunity to daven tefillah b'tzibur or the zman tefillah? If he's concerned by seeking out water, that he's going to, the proper time for davening will pass. Or alternatively, he's not going to miss the zman of davening. It won't be too late, but he will lose tefillah b'tzibur. So then, ain tzarech lachzor achar mayim, al yanaka yodah b'chol midi demanaka b'filah b'mapa. So in that situation, Chazal said, instead of going to seek out water, we're going to allow you to clean your hands by anything which would remove the zuama, the uncleanliness from the hands. Rub it against wood chips, rub it against kor afilu, mapa, even with a cloth. So the pasuk says both things. This is rechitza is always referring to using water. Being menaka means cleaning in any sort, which would include these other types of cleansing as well. Therefore, we differentiate between a scenario where you have water available, then you must do rechitza, and even to a distance, you must travel a distance to get that. But that's going to conflict with zman tefillah or tefillah b'tzibur, so we say rely on midah d'menachah. Mishmar points out when a person does rely on this media de menaka, it has to approximate the same process of washing with water. Just like when you wash with water, the water goes over the whole hand, every part of the hand. So media de menaka has to do that as well, the Be'er Halacha points out. So a person would have to rub in between the fingers, the front and the back, to use this process of being menaka, that it should function the same as water. Now, if a person improperly so, touched a part of the body which is normally covered, and it's sweaty, and it has this sort of like a, but just being sweat, not just being sweat, but it's sort of like a repulsive smell, flavor, state of being to it. So that's what Chazal referred to as a makom matunif. So he can't go out and get water because he's milosh v'nesrei. So what he should be menach is yodav, he would rub his hands against his garment or against the wall and clean the hands that way, but then continue to shmonesrei. Vayin l'kamon, klal chafes. Have a good night.